the big, you know, the big brothers, right?
Now here, what did you call the kids you played with when you were very small? Group of
friends, playmates.
Right. How about when you were in high school?
Friends.
And how? And now?
Friends.
All right. Now, have you ever heard of a game, an insulting game, a game of insults, where people try, where they exchange rough words, and each
in order to find out how they what their feelings are about each other, or how, what?
Yeah, kind of that, but it's kind of a like a ritual where, and it usually involves talking about one's mother.
Oh yeah.
Okay. It goes back and forth?
Yeah.
What's that called?
I don't know.
You familiar with it?
I've heard, yeah.
You ever heard it called playing the dozens?
No.
Or ranking?
Ranking, yeah.
Ranking. Uh-huh. Okay, you describe that for me.
One person says something and then you have a certain person that's good at this, you know, it's a head person. You have kind of like a duel where they try to outdo each other, and, you know, you have maybe have an audience, people.
Yeah.
Trying to say, well, all right.
Does it end
with somebody getting completely outranked or something.
Does it end in a fight, as a rule, or not?
No, I don't think so.
Can you think of some examples of the kinds of things that are said?
Oh, yeah.
Heavy ranking.
let's see. Well, I don't know. Parents still can't have children or something like that. I don't know. It's just stuff. Usually the mother, yeah.
Were you familiar with that in your...
Not the term ranking, never heard. The game.
The game is playing the dozens, they call it?
No, they didn't call it anything. I don't think it had any.
Yeah, that's good. Now, did they ever have any initiation rites among rising adolescents?
Okay. Especially in the... girl groups in school, sub-debs, Y-teens, where you have jump in the bathtub full of egg yolks and go to pour drop eggs in the milkshake in the restaurant or something and going blindfolded or not shaved for 2 weeks, your legs or...
this would just be for...
initiation to get into class.
Okay. Now, what kind of hiding games did you play when you were a kid?
Hide and go seek, and that's about it.
How about any wine?
Fox and hounds.
How's that play?
So it's at night where you have certain people, maybe one or two people that go out and hide, and then you have people with flashlights who are the foxes that go out looking for them.
Uh-huh.
Or cops and robbers.
Okay. Now how about any line games where the kids would line up, maybe one line facing the other line, and they'd do something?
Battle ball or something like that.
What's it?
Battle ball where you have a ball and you...
Yeah.
It's not really a lineup, you just have teams that throw a ball at each other.
Any ring games? You get in a circle and do anything.
Oh, yeah, so you drop the handkerchief or whatever that was.
Any older games, not like playground games? All right, how about ball, puck, and tin can games? Any games where you use a ball, puck, or a tin can?
You kick the can. And,
how do you play kick the can?
I don't even remember. You have somebody kicks the can and they have to go get it or something, and then they go try to find everybody. Before they touch the can, I don't remember, something like that.
Did you ever play any kind of variant baseball games or hockey games?
Baseball game? You mean? We used to play in our living room. We used to live in this huge house. The living room was 20 was 28 feet high. We could hit it up to the next. We had a room up that looked the balcony over the living room. We used to hit up there and be a home run and had bases and everything.
What, were you using a regular baseball?
No, we used a plastic ball.
Oh, okay. Any rough games
tackle football.
Yeah. Any games that were just really